Agritourism is growing every year, and we get requests, increasing requests from stakeholders to people who are interested in becoming part of an agritourism industry. And those who have sampled it are excited about it and want to know how to grow their business. So we're going to have a development conference in Pensacola. It's going to be on February 18th and 19th. The official title is the Gulf Coast Agritourism and Ecotourism Business Development Conference. And if people come to this who are interested, they'll receive important information for startups as well as folks, as I said, who are already in the business and want to grow their companies. So anybody who runs or wants to run kind of a U-pick operation on their farm or have a fresh produce market, a corn maze, pumpkin patch, similar events on their farms should consider attending. And it's not just agritourism. I mentioned ecotourism. So the same goes with those whose businesses have an ecological focus, such as kayaking, paddling, camping, fishing trips. It's all included. It's an important topic because, you know, most of our farmers today have to work day jobs off the farm or other members of their family to make the farm work. And what's so exciting about agritourism, if it's done right, it offers them another way, a potential way to increase the bottom line, and they can stay right on the farm in doing so. And if you look at USDA's agricultural census, agritourism receipts in Florida grew nearly 40% from 2007 to 2012. And even at that growth, I've learned that we're still behind agritourism in other states. And so I would say we're leaving tourist money on the table in such a great tourist state like Florida. So I think this is a great opportunity for our producers that want to have folks that want to venture beyond theme parks and our beaches. So this, I think, is a key moment for agritourism. Even our legislature is right now considering a bill that would establish uniform rules to replace the current county-by-county patchwork system that we have. But regardless of whether it passes or not, we need to prepare our growers to take advantage of this great opportunity. And so I'm glad to have a chance to talk about this conference. And I hope that we get a lot of folks attending it. I have a contact. If people want more information, they can contact Chris Verlinde, V-E-R-L-I-N-D-E, and that's at 850-623-3868. Again, that's 850-623-3868, or Carrie Stevenson at 850-475-5230. 850-475-5230.